Starting March 8th, smoking will no longer be allowed within 10 feet of outdoor dining areas or within 40 feet of food trucks. Mayor Villaraigosa calls it the Fresh Air Campaign.
Matter of fact, the city will take another major step forward in promoting healthy living by becoming the largest city in the United States to date to make outdoor dining areas smoke-free. How about that?
Restaurants and food trucks will be required to post visible no smoking signs outside their place of business. The fine for disobeying the law will cost a hefty $500.
What we really want to do is educate people about the need for us to respect others, to do what we can to prevent secondhand smoke, to do what we can to encourage more people not to smoke, and importantly, to lead the way.
We have heard for years that secondhand smoke is harmful to our health. It is filled with over 4,000 chemicals that can lead to cancer and premature deaths. Dr. Kathleen Magliotto, a cardiovascular surgeon, says she sees the effect of secondhand smoke every day.
Can you even imagine what it's like to sit across from a patient who has no risk factors for heart disease or lung cancer, except that they either live with a smoker or they're exposed to secondhand smoke? That is a tremendous burden because these people are innocent victims.
LA Live says all of its restaurant owners support this new law. Dean Schwartz, the owner of Dino's Gourmet Pizza, knows firsthand the effects of secondhand smoke.
I left home at the age of 16 and found myself employed in the bar and restaurant business. I spent 20 years, and during those 20 years, I was exposed to secondhand smoke, and it has changed my life. It has left me with respiratory problems and weakened immune system. Every day for me is a challenge.
The California Department of Health Services did a survey in 2005 that showed 93% prefer to eat in restaurants that are smoke-free. Looks like the new law will be good for our health and good for business. Melissa Butler, Annenberg Radio News.